I'm Trev.
And I'm Ben.
And this is Shite Size Chunks.
Trev and Ben's Shite Size Chunks.
So, another Shite Size Chunk, Ben.
This is our number two.
Hey, hey.
It doesn't get much better than that. No, I only get to make that joke once.
So, new job, Ben. Last time we were here, we were speaking about your interview for the new job, and you got it.
I got a job. I'm the man. I got a job.
Yeah?
I got a job.
You must have impressed them. You must have gone in all guns blazing. You're like, hey, I'm the hammer.
I think it was either I impressed them or they're absolutely desperate.
Well, which do you think it is?
I don't want to say.
You did start pretty quick.
Never mind. I'm hoping that I can now get my head down and do some work and be a normal member of society again.
Long days though, isn't it? 12-hour shifts.
Well, some people have got to do that.
You got to speculate to accumulate, I suppose.
There's work out there to be done. Some people aren't afraid of doing that work, you know what I mean?
You sounded like you're a spy.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm a spy.
Oh, I see. Just delivering knives is a cover story.
I'm not going to say I'm delivering knives. I'm just doing that. I might be doing that. I might not be.
Yeah. Is there little extra buttons in your van?
I couldn't possibly say.
Really?
All right, I may or may not be a spy. I don't. I'm not a spy.
You're not a spy.
I'm not a spy.
No. Because I've seen you try and spy.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't very successful. You left a flash on your camera.
Yeah, anyone who wants to see that, my attempt at subterfuge, there was a guy hanging around the studio at Croydon Radio when we were doing our show. Trevor asked me to get a sneaky photo.
Because he was wearing a beret.
Because he was wearing an enormous beret, and you wanted me to get a sneaky sort of subtle photo of him.
Yeah.
Look at our pictures on Twitter, and you'll see my attempt at snapping him.
Yeah. The thing was, he didn't really react to the flash, though, did he?
No, he did have his back to me, but he must have probably... He probably thought lightning went off in the distance.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
And his... No, can't say. I keep wanting to say profiterole. It's not profiterole.
It's profiteroles.
Peripheral.
Peripheral.
It's a difficult fucking word to say. Right. His peripheral... This joke isn't worth it. His peripheral vision...
I'm keeping this in, by the way.
Oh, brilliant. His peripheral... That vision from the corners of your eyes with that massive beret, couldn't have seen much. Not worth it. Yeah, that joke, not worth it. Fail, move on. Oh, his profiteral. No.
No.
I can't say the word peripheral. There we go.
There it is. You've done it.
Hey.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hashtag profiterole.
No. The wrong fucking word again.
Anyway, do we edit this or not?
No, this is all stated.
Fine. So what are you up to then? How have you been? Because I've been so busy, I haven't had time to scratch me behind. So what have you been up to?
Well, I've got a meeting about some potential new work.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's a little bit annoying because I contacted this company last week because I'd got an email from them and said, we might have some work for you in October. Are you around to meet any time in September to discuss the work? So I'm like, yeah, absolutely. How about next Wednesday? Didn't hear anything from them, right?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Not even a thanks for your email, we'll be in touch, nothing. Right. And someone I work with occasionally also works for this company, and he phoned me up and he said, oh, I hear you're going in tomorrow. And I said, well, they didn't get back to me to confirm. And he went, oh no, they're expecting you 3 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Was this their way of letting you know? Did they ask him to... Was it just coincidence?
Oh. So I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have gone. Probably would have lost the gig. But what really annoys me is that whenever I go to work anywhere, I always end up working with a bunch of fucking morons.
Okay. Whoa. There may be a chance they say, oh, this Trevor guy's nice. I wonder what he does. Shall we Google it? Trevor Smith. Oh, look, he's got a website. Oh, look, he's on the internet. Oh. I don't know why they keep saying, oh.
I know. What sort of company do you... I'm not going to work for a carry-on film.
And then they're going to click on Shite Size Chunk and they're going to hear you going, fucking morons.
Well.
What are they going to think of you?
Everywhere I go and work, it's just disorganisation. It drives me... fucking potty.
You need to be careful about pissing off future employers. What if they sent you an email and have you checked your junk folder recently?
I check my junk every day.
Well, it's advisable. Yeah. Always check your junk. Okay, I'm trying to think how this couldn't be their fault, but I'm struggling. I thought I had a winner with junk mail then, but no.
No, it is their fault. I mean, I'm not fucking psychic.
No. Are you sure they hadn't... Had you checked your missed calls?
Yeah, well, there's no missed calls. Nothing.
No messages on any other numbers?
Nothing. No.
Check your voicemail?
Check my voicemail.
No, they're idiots.
Nothing. And this tells me where there's voicemail.
Sorry.
This phone tells me. we'll see how it goes. I mean, they seem like a lovely company.
Well, maybe you can go there and say, right, okay, thanks for the job.
Yeah.
Operation number one, communication skills.
Yeah, I can't see that going down very well.
No.
I could perhaps become one of those consultants that go to and charge a fortune to go into workplaces and spend a day doing workshops about not a lot.
Yeah, you could use all those horrible cliches and all those stupid things. You know, like that kid who was made to dance recently at an interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that for Curry's?
I think it was, yeah.
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 I'm sure all that's happened is people who run those courses, who fucking humiliate you, saying, right, let's all do a bit of team building and let's all draw a picture together.
Oh,
I'm sure
Christ.
That they all do that. They're all out to humiliate you. It's just that one bloke took it a bit far one day. And he's been rumbled, but I'm sure that's what they all do.
Oh, but the thing is, I mean, we had a few days like that in a place where I worked once, and we had a 2-day whole organisation out of the office thing, right? And it was to try and change the whole working ethos of the way we did things. And I don't remember much from this day or 2 days, apart from the guy dyed his hair badly.
Oh dear.
So I dyed my hair in tribute.
Excellent.
And the only thing that anyone can ever remember from these 2 days, whenever all sort of old colleagues we get together and reminisce about the bad times, all we talk about is the last thing we had to do on the second day, where we were all sitting around in this big old circle, right, and we had to go around and try and say something nice about someone else we work with. I think that Jane is a wonderful secretary. The way she sends an email, it's delightful to watch. Shit like that,
yeah.
Right? And then he said, right, well, to finish off, I want you all to close your eyes and start clenching your buttocks.
Right, there's a legal issue coming up with this.
That's what he asked us to do, right? Now, none of us can remember why the fuck we needed to clench our buttocks.
Yeah, it's probably repressed memory.
Exactly. He probably had some wanky reason, like this was a trust exercise or some bollocks like that. Because, let's face it, most of us had our eyes shut, and then every now and again we'd open your eyes to see everyone else with one eye open, looking at each other going, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't blame you.
And then, of course, the boss of the organisation, the next day, we always started the day with a staff meeting, which, by the way, in the end, I stopped going to. Fucking awful. And we had a bit of a row about that, you know. And I said to him, the only reason you have a staff meeting is just to make sure everyone gets in on time. So what I did was I was clever. I changed my working hours, so I was never around for this meeting. but you know, he's stood there and he said, well, I think we can all agree it's been a magnificent couple of days, and I think we all feel re-energised and reinvigorated, and we can all move forward and change the ethos of this company.
Talking about bollocks, don't they?
It didn't work at all, because like I say, now all anyone can think about is fucking clenching your buttocks. And the best thing about it is the guy that was doing the course, I won't say his full name,
no,
but his surname was Shattuck.
Wow.
So, of course, he's just become known as Buttocks now.
Of course.
So, any reputation he had in the sort of life coaching world has just been ruined by the fact that he's just one big arse.
Oh, well, what a lovely end to that story.
The Trev and Ben Show.
So, this is the bit of Shite Size Chunks where we just reflect on what's been going on since our last live show. Now, we launched our website, trevandben.com, at the start of our first Sunday morning live show.
Very proud of it.
We are very proud of our website, and we're very proud of the fact that people can contact us. There's a voice message facility on there. They can tweet us, Facebook us.
Multifarious ways of
contacting. And we created a contact page,
yeah,
on the website. And we were very excited because within hours of the launch, we were messaged to say your first email has come through via the website.
I couldn't believe my luck.
Well, what did that message say? Surely it was something momentous to be our first one.
Well, where shall I start? Do you want me to start with who it's from?
Yes, who is it from?
Okay, the some people go under a maybe a fake name on the internet. Maybe it's their real name, but it's not for me to judge.
That's right.
Under the name of Himmler.
Oh, he's a fan, is he?
Hmm. I probably could give out the email address because I'm sure it's a fake email address.
Go on, do it.
It was himmler@thethirdr.com.
Fantastic.
Questionable human being, this person.
Yeah.
Subject line.
Yes.
The subject of the email.
Yeah.
Arse.
Fantastic. So that was our very first message.
Yep.
Was just arse.
Yep. Opened up the content of the message and it was simply arse.
Well, as much as we appreciate that message, I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do with it.
No, I don't know if it was a reflection on the quality of us.
Yeah, it could be.
If it was just a, you know, if he had a bad day, well, they'd been bottled up in him all day and he just needed to get on the internet and say, arse!
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I mean, maybe it really is Himmler.
Maybe.
What happened to Himmler? Do we know?
I don't know.
No, I'm not historically educated enough. But let's say he escaped to South America with Hitler, because that's where he ended up. He's not really dead. Well, he probably is now. But maybe Himmler's still alive somewhere, and he's just gone totally loopy now, and he's just sending people emails. He thinks he's going to take over the world. He's still got ambitions to rule the world. He's just going, arse! Arse!
Although, arse is a very English word, isn't it? I wonder what the German would be. Maybe
it means raus.
Maybe
raus.
Maybe schuttuk.
Maybe.
So any other people who want to get in touch with other questions, comments, whatever, as you can see, we welcome them. We will discuss them on the show.
Yeah. And we like a good humorous email. Love a good humorous email. So just make it just more than one word.
And although I in no way support the Nazis,
good.
I'll make that clear.
I'm glad about that. You might want to shave that little tassel.
It did tickle my fancy that of the obvious ones you could have gone for Nazi leaders, I quite like the fact that he went a bit left field with that.
Well, more extreme right field, really.
Yes. So we're not championing the Nazis. Why do I have to? On the second show, I've had to say we're not championing the Nazis.
I think people will probably take for granted the fact that we're not championing the Nazis.
Oh, well, okay, we're not. But in all seriousness, anyone, get in contact with the show, and we love to hear from you. Do what you want. Just try and, you know, have more than one word.
Excellent. That's it for this short-sized chunk. There'll be another one this time next week. And, of course, you can get our live show Sunday morning, 9 to 11 on Croydon Radio. You'll follow us on Twitter.
At Trev and Ben.
And have a little scoot around our website, trevandben.com.
Trev and Ben's short-sized chunks.